preceding the meeting, the Haida descendant dancers performed several songs and invited the public to join them. All of the school board members present danced alongside community members and the performers. During public comment, Diane Gubatayo highlighted another aspect of Native culture in school.
I'm here tonight to challenge our district to teach more about the truth about Alaska Native history. There's a great deal of beauty to Native culture. We saw it tonight, we're celebrating, but there is also some real pain. If there is to be healing, we can't avoid the pain, we must face it, we must speak the truth.
Superintendent Bob Boyle says Ketchikan's student population is 33% Alaska Native. Another significant number in student population is the number of intensive need students, which has doubled over the last 5 years.
We claimed our 62 students, but with that, keep in mind we had originally projected 57, but we have 17 new students.
The increase in students over the projected amount results in additional revenue from the state. The board voted to dedicate more than half of that additional revenue to hiring staff in order to meet the needs of those students. The board approved a budget transfer of those funds in a 5-1 vote, with Trevor Shaw voting no and Dave Timmerman was excused. Also Wednesday, the board discussed the recently released results from the Alaska Measures of Progress test. The delayed results compared the district to others in the state and included individual reports for each school in the district. Ketchikan outscored the state in English language arts and equaled the state percentage in mathematics. But because this is the first year students have taken the AMP test, this year's results serve as a baseline. Director of Curriculum Shannon Sines says more data is still expected.
For example, it would show us not only how the all groups had performed, but also any differences that we might see between students who are economically disadvantaged, students with disabilities, and any of our six different ethnic groups.
Individual student scores were expected by the end of the month, but Sine says it will be later than that, and she's hesitant to predict a release date. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Ruth Eddy.